This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. As Governor Whitmer has begun cautiously rolling back restrictions on businesses, there is one sector that has rather famously remained closed. And I say famously because of the many unfortunate images on social media of citizens cutting, coloring, and styling their own hair, in addition to a few widely publicized hair care professionals who've taken part in anti-quarantine demonstrations. There are so many barbers, stylists, nail technicians, and others in the industry left hanging in Michigan right now. These people are often our friends. They're people who know so many of the details of our lives, our kids' names, what's going on with our relationships, all because of our time in the chair. Laura Rose is a stylist who you could find before the pandemic at Salon Saloon in Traverse City. And she joins us now for a check-in. Laura Rose, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
Is it weird seeing some of the restaurants and bars and shops reopening for business while you're still kind of stuck in stasis?
Yeah, you know, it is. And up here in Traverse City, though, you know, it seemed like a 50-50. There was some restaurants that were deciding to open and some are kind of like, well, we'll wait and see what happens before they did. And I guess I was kind of looking forward to maybe a slow tourist season, which is horrible, but at the same time, to enjoy our town because we worked so hard to really crush the curve. We didn't flatten it. We crushed it here in Traverse City. So everyone was a little on edge, for sure.
Right. Laura, when's the last time you saw a customer?
I haven't done a client since I think it was the first week of March.
Wow. How are you doing going so long without working?
You know, there has been so much that's going on and it comes in waves. I was fortunate enough to be able to take advantage of the PUA and the unemployment. And that was worked out as well as getting insurance too. So I've been good, but there's just so many people that aren't. But I honestly miss my coworkers. I miss my clients. You know, Salon Saloon's in front of Right Brain Brewery. And my boyfriend happens to work there as well. And I just miss them. We're like a big family. So it's working 10 hours a day to talking to people all day long. And then I was just inside. Nothing.
Yeah. What's the talk amongst you and your colleagues and your coworkers and just people you know in the industry? You've been working in this industry for about 15 years. What is the talk about how many places will never reopen?
You know, that is a reality. I have been on the phone with other hairdressers that are friends of mine downstate. I've been on social media with my hairdresser friends across the country. And with my coworkers, we literally text each other every day. We have this group chat that goes off all the time. We haven't really talked about if we can't go back to work because our boss has worked so hard to keep us in a great position. But honestly, I can see where there's a lot of people that might have a salon suite, hairdressers that might not be able to reopen because they have to get PPE and they've gone without income for 3 months already. And like friends of mine, and they've had that instance where actually they've made too much money, but since they own the salon, they don't get any PUA or assistance.
When you say too much money, you mean too much to qualify for benefits?
Right. Too much to qualify for benefits, but not enough to get the loan that they were giving out for small businesses.
Yeah.
We've seen that and it's scary. I mean, for me, even as an independent contractor, I do have to think about my boss is amazing and she would do anything to make sure that my clients and me are safe. But technically, I'm 1099, so I have to supply my own supplies. Where do I get that?
Right.
We've been talking about it, and it's scary.
There are some professions that go through cycles. I think about what happened in the trades during the Great Recession. You know, there were some people who might have, you know, been doing plumbing or contracting who just decided, you know what, I need to think about something else that is going to sustain my family. Have you or people you know been thinking about a change of career?
Yeah, there has been that talk. I've actually been full-time going back for my bachelor's degree. So I kind of have graphic design or marketing to fall back on.
And that predates what's happening with the pandemic.
Yeah. And that's just because I've been doing this for 15 years. The beauty industry is one of the biggest industries in the world right now. There'll be never a day where we won't make money, but there is a day where your body will just like quit. Or during a pandemic, you don't know how you're going to stay safe or keep your clients safe. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I've had a couple with my old coworkers and my girlfriend, Jessie, who's a hairdresser too. We actually had this talk where in the beginning of this, you know, when everyone was freaking out, I feel like no matter if you're staying home or you're social distancing or not, or whatever's going on, there is a little bit of a lease of a panic now before when this was, when they were, you know, we didn't know when we were supposed to shut down, if we were supposed to be going to work, and all this was intensifying. You know, I have a girlfriend that moved back downstate to go back to barber school because that's like how you get your master's basically in hairdressing. Mm-hmm. So she had both of her licenses from the state of Michigan. And because of COVID, she had to obviously drop out. She came back up here. But then it's like, is this one-on-one job like this, is this sustainable for going through what we're going through?
I mean, you're not, I know you're not an epidemiologist, but do you think it's possible to cut hair safely?
I am not an epidemiologist, no. I do know because we are licensed by the state and we are licensed by LARA, we have such strict protocols already to keep our clients safe. And if you Google anything from CDC or LARA or even OSHA, it's all talking about blood-borne pathogens, right? So AIDS, hepatitis. There's nothing on how to keep the flu or keep people from passing on something left and right. And there's more concern about having certain chemicals in the salons than there is on how to keep us safe with the transmission of COVID. You know, I have had my own health issues this year and I have been susceptible. I already had pneumonia last summer and I already had a respiratory infection in February. So I'm just prone to picking things up and I have surgery in 2 weeks. So my immune system is just kind of down. So do I want to go back after that? Oh, it's totally uncertain. And it is, as much as we love what we do. And for me, as much as I love what I do and I love my clients and it hurts to not do what I do for a living, I am definitely second guessing myself. Like, is this the place to be? Like, am I going to be able to do this for the rest of my life?
Laura, I don't want to put you on the spot for what other people might be doing with their clients, but, you know, some stylists are seeing people on the down low. How widespread do you think that is?
You know, in the beginning of everything, I was on the fence about even just taking clients too. I'm not going to lie. You know, hairdressers hustle.
Yeah.
Fortunately, my clientele are made up of men and women that I've been doing for almost 2 to 3 years. So I know everything about them, like you had said earlier. I know if they've been quarantining or not, because we're either on Facebook or texting each other and saying, stay safe. You know, do you know when we're open? Help me my roots. But at the same time, I did, but then I didn't. And I was getting a little pressure. I'm not going to lie. I did get a couple, even from my family, of just, oh, come on, we can cut hair. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing my boyfriend's family members right when this first started, before the shutdown happened. And I was like, this will probably be your last haircut. So I know that they're doing that. And, you know, it's the same thing with the social distancing. I think it goes as a whole, is that there are people who believe in it and there are people who are not. So like anything else, you're going to do that. I just hope that salons that are doing that or stylists that are doing that are being safe, because eventually we are going to go back to work and we don't want something like that had happened in Missouri, mm-hmm. where the two women went to work and then 140 people now have been affected.
Yeah.
I can just see that happening here.
Are there ways that you could see the beauty industry changing? You know, assuming that there's not a vaccine in the immediate future.
Really, I see what is going to be definitely changing, and which is the sad part, because most salons work really, that's their number one priority, is just the client experience. We like to roll out the red carpet for our clients because this is their time. This is their time to degress, to kind of de-stress and feel beautiful. It's going to definitely be weird, but I can definitely see hopefully bigger salons like chain salons just revamping, redoing, and remodeling to keep things safe. So that could be the exciting part.
Laura, thank you for talking to us about all this. And
I mean,
we wish we really do wish you all the best, whichever way things go for you, either with your degree or if you're still cutting hair maybe a year from now.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Laura Rose of Salon Saloon in Traverse City.